Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Liverpool's Best Transfer Windows by Andy Wales. If, like me, you are somewhat fatigued by the daily transfer window saga being played out across all platforms of media and need to take a step back from it all, here's something I hope will help. To escape the whole shenanigans and rollercoaster of arguments, discussions and debates as to whether or not Liverpool will have a successful summer of transfer business, I've taken a step back in time to two of Liverpool's best ever transfer windows. And yes, I know they weren't called windows back then, so just play along as we reminisce. 1987. Having already secured the services of striker John Aldridge for £750,000 from Oxford United in the January to replace the outgoing Ian Rush, manager Kenny Dalglish looked for players to provide the service to Aldridge and supplement the loss of Rushy. First was John Barnes, a high-profile capture from Watford for £900,000, a dazzling winger with sparkling skills. Barnes first made his name scoring a goal for England against Brazil in the Maracanã that was so special any Samba legend would have been proud to call it their own. Much was made of Barnes only being Liverpool's second ever black player at the time, and some of the disgusting racial abuse he had to endure. But if there were any question marks as to whether the Liverpool fans would accept him, they were soon put to bed as he quickly became a hero to the cop. Barnes' England teammate Peter Beardsley was next to join, this time in a then record fee of £1.9 million from Newcastle United. Beardsley was the genius to finally replace his manager on the pitch and even wore Dalglish's number 7 shirt. Barnes, Beardsley and Aldridge quickly struck up an almost telepathic understanding on the pitch, between them scoring 56 of Liverpool's 87 league goals that season. The iconic duo of Rush and Dalglish were history, and in their place were a trio that regularly destroyed opposition defences. The final piece of business was actually done in October when Liverpool went back to Oxford to sign Ray Houghton for around £825,000. Although Houghton would play on the right side of midfield, he was not a winger in the Barnes mould. His game was more about technique, passing and intelligent movement, but helped provide that extra balance to the side and allow the attacking trio of Barnes, Beardsley and Aldridge to sometimes become a front three. Liverpool cruised their way to the league that season, playing some exceptional free-flowing attacking football and didn't suffer a league defeat until their 30th game of the season. With a solid foundation already established, the signings of Barnes, Beardsley and Houghton helped to form one of the greatest Liverpool sides ever seen. 1999. Throughout the mid to late 90s, Liverpool were acclaimed for playing a very attractive football, but a soft underbelly often prevented them from translating the pass and move attacking play into winning trophies. The business done in the summer of 99 set about changing that. The football was to become less attractive, but the defence more solid, and eventually trophies would follow. The sometimes brilliant but too often error-prone David James would depart and be replaced by Dutch goalkeeper Sander Westerveld from Dutch club Vitesse for a fee in the region of £4 million. The centre of defence would be completely reshaped, with Swiss centre-back Stefan Honschow brought in from Blackburn Rovers for £3.5 million, and the towering Finn, Sami Hupia, for a very modest £2.6 million from Willem II in Holland. In front of them would be Dietmar Hamann. The German midfielder known as Kaiser was a more high-profile £8 million recruit from Newcastle United. Between them, they would form the core of a defensive unit that would be much more mean than its predecessor and part of the spine that would go on to win the League Cup, FA Cup and UEFA Cup in 2001. Hupia and Hamann would still be an integral part of the team that won the Champions League that famous night in Istanbul. Hoopy in particular was proof that sometimes your most important signings are not the big name expensive ones. He went from a relative unknown to a legend during his decade at the club. So whether the signings be as high profile as Barnes was, record breaking like Beardsley, or canny in the case of Hoopia, let's hope that in years to come we can look back at the summer of 2017 and celebrate the transfer business Liverpool did. Wasn't that a really enjoyable piece of nostalgia there by Andy to dip our toes back in the waters of the past and sort of remember the good days and the successful signings and hope on a good day for it, it appears, where the positive noises about the Keita deal are increasing. Maybe we're on the brink of one of those types of summers, a 99 or an 87. On all the pieces that I'm recording today, lovely listener, I am trying to remind people that the AI podcast is now hosted by yours truly, and that looks like being the case for quite a while, hopefully. Really enjoyed the first one with Carl Kopak and Neil Poole. It's onesies and friendlies. It's available on the podcast channel. I would encourage you to please give it a listen. Those two guys are tremendous value for money and made my return to hosting after a couple of years very, very, very easy indeed. So give that a listen, folks. I would appreciate it immensely. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.